Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going deep into the world of biopharma.
Sounds exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
Specifically, we're looking at how companies figure out which drugs deserve the most attention and resources.
Ah, the big decisions.
Exactly. And, you know, you sent us these excerpts from CVCP Investment Thesis Book Revol 1.pdf, and it talks about this really interesting concept.
Okay.
Called the Critical Value Creation Period, or CVCP.
CVCP.
Yeah. But basically, think of it this way. It's that moment in a drug's development, you know, when it kind of goes from maybe this will work to, whoa, this could be huge.
We see like a turning point.
Yeah. It usually happens during those early clinical trials.
Right, when you're first testing it in humans and getting a sense of its real potential.
Exactly. And that's when companies can start to see which drugs might become those, you know, mega blockbusters.
Ones that just dominate the market.
Yeah. You know, those with peak sales exceeding $5 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Huge. Now, the source material uses this poker analogy to explain the CVCP.
A poker analogy, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, but I have to admit, I'm not a poker player myself, so.
Well, think of it like this, okay. You're playing Texas Hold'em.
Right.
You're dealt two cards, your whole cards.
Wait.
In biopharma, those represent choosing the right target, like the disease you're going after.
Right.
And then choosing the right drug to, you know, attack that target.
So it's like choosing your battle and your weapon.
Exactly. Now, imagine the flop, the first three community cards.
Okay.
That's like early clinical development. Suddenly the game changes,
yeah.
Right? Because that's when you get the first real glimpse of how the drug actually works in people.
Oh, I see. So just like the flop can completely shift the odds in poker,
yeah.
Those early clinical trials can tell you if a drug is safe, if it's effective,
yeah.
And if it's, you know, on track to be a real game changer.
Exactly. And that's where the CVCP comes in.
Okay.
Just like in poker, the biggest changes in probability, you know, the biggest swings happen at the flop. The CVCCP is the point where a drug's chances of success are most dramatically altered.
So it's kind of like knowing when to hold them and when to fold them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But in terms of drug development.
Exactly. And for these biopharma companies,
yeah.
Understanding this is absolutely crucial for making the right investments.
So how does all of this fit into the whole, you know, drug development process? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So you have this research development commercialization continuum, right?
Oh, yeah.
Research is like, you know, exploring uncharted territory.
Hmm.
Scientists are looking for those new targets, you know, new ways to fight diseases.
Okay.
And they're developing these innovative platforms.
On
like
what?
Like targeted protein degradation.
Targeted protein degradation.
Yeah. It focuses on like destroying the proteins that cause diseases.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, cell therapy, which uses modified cells to actually fight the disease.
Wow. So research is really all about laying the groundwork.
Exactly. It's about discovery and innovation.
Got it. So what happens next?
That's where development comes in.
Okay.
It takes those discoveries, those new ideas.
Yeah.
And translates them into, you know, potential medicines.
Like turning them into something real.
Right. So they do preclinical testing in the lab.
Hmm.
And then eventually clinical trials in humans.
So it's about moving from the lab to the patient, right?
Exactly. Taking it from the bench to the bedside.
Makes sense. So if research is like building the foundation, development builds the house.
Yeah. I like that analogy.
And then commercialization is about getting people to, you know, move into that house, right?
Uh-huh, exactly. That's when you get those approved drugs to the market, to the patients who need them.
Okay. So research, development, commercialization, and where does the CVCP fit into all this?
That's the key. The CVCP, that pivotal moment we've been talking about,
yeah.
It's really the bridge between research and development.
It's a bridge.
It's where a promising idea transforms into a real treatment with actual potential.
So knowing when you've hit that CVCP is like knowing when to go all in, right? Like
yeah.
In poker.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see that potential and you're ready to bet big.
It's about recognizing that turning point.
Okay, so the document, you know, the one you sent us.
Yeah.
It talks about four key strategies for companies to like use this CVCP knowledge to their advantage.
Right.
Let's dive into those. What do you say?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay, so the first one is all about speed and efficiency.
Okay.
It's about minimizing the time and money spent reaching that CVCP.
Right. Get there quickly and efficiently.
Exactly. But how do companies actually do that? Like, what are the tactics?
Well, one of the most important things is investing in a really strong research framework.
Okay. What does that even mean?
It means really understanding the disease, you know, like deeply and being super meticulous about choosing the right target, designing the drug carefully.
So you're setting yourself up for success from the very beginning.
Exactly. It's not just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Got it. So it's about strategy and planning.
Exactly. And another key tactic is, you know, strategically investing in cutting-edge platforms.
Like the ones you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Targeted protein degradation, cell therapy, those are hot areas right now.
Okay.
They have the potential to, you know, really change how we treat diseases.
Right. And what about technology? I feel like AI and machine learning must be playing a big role in all of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. AI and machine learning are transforming the entire industry.
Really?
Yeah. They can analyze massive amounts of data to help identify promising drug candidates.
Oh, wow.
And even help design clinical trials that are more efficient.
So it's all about speeding up the process, making it smarter.
Exactly.
All right. So that's strategy number one. Get to the CVCP quickly and efficiently.
Right.
What's the next move in this biopharma game?
So once a company reaches that CVCP, that crucial moment,
yeah,
the next strategy is about making sure they're, you know, holding a winning hand.
Okay, I like that.
It's about increasing the probability of success, both at the CVCP and ultimately getting that drug approved.
So it's not just about getting to the CVCP quickly, it's about making sure you have a good chance of success once you're there.
Exactly.
So how do they do that?
Well, there are a few key things. First, companies need to be really clear about what proof of concept actually means for each drug.
Proof of concept.
Yeah. What evidence do they need to see in those early trials to really believe that a drug has potential?
I see. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Exactly. And this ties back to that first strategy, you know? Having a strong research framework helps you define those criteria better.
Right, because you know what you're looking for.
Exactly. Now, another important aspect is exploring, you know, different clinical trial designs.
Different designs.
Yeah, because traditional trials can be really long and expensive.
Right.
So companies are looking for more efficient ways to gather data.
So what are some examples of those, like innovative designs?
Well, you have things like adaptive trials.
Adaptive?
Yeah, where researchers can actually change the trial design as they get more data.
Oh, interesting.
So it makes the process more, you know, flexible and responsive.
Hmm.
And then there are basket trials, which test a single drug on different groups of patients, but they all share a certain genetic marker.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah. These can be really helpful for finding those potential mega blockbusters.
The ones that could work for multiple diseases.
Exactly.
So it's all about being like smarter and more flexible with those clinical trials, especially in those early stages.
Right, especially around the CVCP.
Okay, what else?
Another crucial tactic is robust clinical and translational research.
Okay, break that down for me.
It basically means having a deep understanding of how the drug works, like at a molecular level,
okay,
and then closely tracking its effects in the patients.
So it's not just giving someone a pill and seeing what happens. It's about really understanding what's going on.
Exactly. It's like having a detailed roadmap instead of just wandering around in the dark.
I like that analogy.
And lastly, companies need to use their CVCP insights to find those promising drug candidates that maybe, you know, their competitors have missed.
So it's like a competitive advantage.
Exactly. It's about being strategic in that race to develop new treatments.
Okay, so we've covered two key strategies now.
Two down, two to go.
All right, are you ready to tackle the next two?
Let's do it.
Okay, so what's this third strategy all about?
This one is all about speed, agility, and really accelerating development to reach those valuable markets as quickly as possible.
So once a company, let's say they've identified a drug, a potential mega blockbuster, it's all about getting that treatment to patients ASAP.
Yeah, that's the goal. As quickly and safely as possible, of course.
Of course, of course. But I mean, how do they make sure that happens?
Well, this is where a company's decision-making framework is super important.
Okay.
They need to be able to prioritize, you know, to pick out those potential mega blockbusters and not get sidetracked by smaller opportunities.
I imagine that's got to be tough, right? There are probably a ton of promising drugs they're looking at.
Yeah, there are always tough choices to make, especially when resources are limited.
How do they even decide which drugs to put their money on?
Well, it all starts with a really robust evaluation process.
Okay.
They look at things like, you know, the unmet medical need. Is this a drug that could really help a lot of people?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the size of the potential market. How many people could potentially benefit from this drug?
That's great. Wow.
And of course, they look at the competition. Are other companies working on similar treatments?
Yeah.
And most importantly, how strong is the scientific data? Does it really look like this drug has a chance of working?
So it's like a balancing act, you know?
It is.
You've got the science, the strategy, And I'm guessing a little bit of intuition too, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just have to trust your gut, you know?
Hmm. Yeah.
You believe in the science, you believe in the team behind it, and you take a chance.
But drug development, that's a high-stakes game, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's always risk involved.
It's like you're betting on scientific breakthroughs, but the payoff is potentially huge, like improving people's lives.
That's exactly it. It's a high-risk, high-reward kind of field.
Okay, so that's strategy number three, speed and agility.
Yeah, getting to market fast.
What about strategy number four? What's that focused on?
So strategy number four, it's all about maximizing those wins, making sure you're not just hitting singles and doubles.
Oh, I like where this is going.
It's about hitting those grand slams, you know?
Yeah.
Increasing the ratio of mega blockbusters in a company's portfolio.
So not just developing successful drugs, but developing drugs that really dominate the market, right?
Yeah.
The ones that bring in billions of dollars.
That's the goal.
But how do they make that happen?
It's all about fostering a culture of innovation within the company.
Okay.
You have to encourage people to take risks, to explore new ideas, even if they seem a little bit out there.
So it's about being willing to disrupt the status quo, to challenge those old ways of thinking.
Exactly. Sometimes the next big breakthrough comes from the most unexpected places.
That makes sense.
And it's about actively engaging with the outside world, you know, collaborating with other researchers, tapping into that collective wisdom.
So being open to new ideas, no matter where they come from.
Exactly. Innovation thrives in a collaborative environment where different perspectives are valued.
Okay, so we've talked about these four strategies, but I'm curious, how does all of this, you know, this theoretical stuff about the CVCP, how does it actually play out in the real world?
That's a great question. And actually, the document you sent has some excellent examples, real-world case studies that show how these strategies can lead to incredible success.
Oh, perfect. Let's hear about them.
Okay, so the first example is Vertex Pharmaceuticals.
Vertex, I've heard of them.
They're kind of a superstar in the cystic fibrosis world.
Right, right.
And their story is a perfect example of leveraging the CVCP.
Okay, tell me more.
So back in the early 2000s, Vertex, they acquired this small company called Aurora Biosciences.
Okay.
Aurora was working on some cystic fibrosis treatments.
Mm.
But initially, Vertex wasn't even that interested in those specific assets.
Right.
Yeah, they were more interested in Aurora's, you know, discovery platform, the technology they were using.
So how did they end up becoming, like, the cystic fibrosis powerhouse that they are today?
Well, they struck this deal with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to keep the research going, mm-hmm. and that turned out to be a really smart move.
Sounds like a lucky break.
Well, it wasn't just luck. They were following those CVCP principles we talked about.
Right, right.
They took the lead molecule, you know, the drug candidate they had.
Yeah.
It was called Ivacaftor.
Ivacaftor.
And they ran this proof of concept study, a small trial with patients who had a specific genetic mutation.
Okay, and? Did it work?
The results were amazing. The drug significantly improved lung function and a bunch of other key outcomes.
Wow, that's incredible.
And this success, you know, right at the CVCP.
Yeah.
It gave them the confidence to invest heavily in developing the next generation of cystic fibrosis treatments.
So they recognized that they had a winner on their hands.
Exactly. They went all in, doubled down on their research and development.
And then it paid off.
Big time. Today, Vertex's cystic fibrosis portfolio brings in over $10 billion a year.
Wow.
They're the leader in the market. It's really a testament to the power of understanding the CVCP and, you know, making bold investments at the right time.
That's an amazing story. It really shows how this concept, the CVCP, can lead to breakthroughs that actually make a difference for patients.
Absolutely.
Okay, what about the other example, the second case study?
All right, this one focuses on hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM for short.
CKD.
It's a heart condition that makes it harder for the heart to pump blood.
Sounds serious.
It is. And a company called MyoKardia developed a drug for this condition. It's called mavacamten.
MyoKardia, mavacamten. Okay, tell me more.
Their story really highlights the importance of, you know, deep scientific understanding.
They spent decades, literally decades, studying the genetic and molecular basis of HCM.
Wow, that's dedication.
It was. They knew exactly what they were targeting and how to target it.
So they really did their homework before even starting those clinical trials.
Absolutely. They laid a solid foundation.
And then what happened when they started testing the drug?
The results were really impressive. The drug significantly reduced symptoms in HCM patients and improved their exercise capacity.
So it was actually making a difference in their lives.
It was. And this early success, their CVCP moment, it validated all those years of research and, you know, really pushed them to keep going.
So they hit the CVCP and they didn't let up.
Exactly. And eventually the drug got FDA approval and it's now helping patients with this, you know, really challenging condition.
That's amazing. So these case studies, they show that the CVCP isn't just some theory. It's actually guiding companies towards real treatments, real solutions for patients.
That's right.
But what about the bigger picture? Like, how can understanding this CVCP thing benefit someone who's, you know, just trying to make sense of the biopharma world?
That's a really good question. If you're interested in biopharma investments, understanding the CVCP can give you an edge.
An edge?
Yeah, it can help you analyze companies and maybe even predict which ones are more likely to be successful.
Oh, so it's not just for scientists and investors. It's for anyone who wants to understand how new drugs are developed.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those key moments, those turning points where a drug's potential becomes clear.
And appreciating how companies make those strategic decisions, you know, to navigate this whole complex world of drug development.
It's like, you know, understanding the game, the players, the strategies.
Yeah, it's like being a savvy spectator.
Right, but also understanding the forces that are shaping the future of medicine.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about biopharma, the CVCP, these strategies, and even some real-world examples.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with something to think about, a thought-provoking question, if you will.
I love a good thought-provoking question.
Okay, imagine you're leading a biopharma company.
Okay.
You've got this whole portfolio of promising new drugs, each one with the potential to change the world.
Right. Wow. That's a great position to be in.
It is. But here's the catch. Resources are limited. You can't pursue every single opportunity.
Right. That's the reality.
So the question is, how do you decide which drugs are worth betting on? Which ones are worth pushing through that CVCP and into those large-scale clinical trials?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is, right.
I mean, there's no easy answer. It's a complex decision with so many factors to consider.
Of course, the science has to be solid. You have to believe that the drug has a real chance of working.
Absolutely. That's the foundation.
But what else would you weigh in that decision? What other factors are important?
Well, the unmet medical need is huge, right? Like, how many people could this drug potentially help? And how does it compare to what's already out there? Is it something truly new and innovative, or just a slight improvement?
So it's not just about developing a drug that works. It's about developing a drug that fills a real gap, that offers a meaningful benefit.
Exactly. And you also have to consider how feasible it is to actually develop the drug.
Okay.
Like, can you manufacture it on a large scale?
Right, right.
What are the regulatory hurdles?
Yeah.
And how much is all of this going to cost?
So the balancing act, you've got the science, the strategy, and the practicality of it all.
That's a good way to put it. It's a multifaceted decision.
And then there's the competition.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, are other companies working on similar treatments? How far along are they?
Yeah, you have to keep an eye on the competition.
And then I guess the ultimate question is, what's the potential return on investment?
That's right. How much is it going to cost to develop this drug? And how much could you potentially make if it's successful?
So it's like any investment. You're weighing the risks and the rewards.
Exactly. But in biopharma, the stakes are just so much higher.
Yeah, you're dealing with people's health, their lives.
And the financial investments are huge.
It's a challenging field, but it's got to be incredibly rewarding too, right?
Hey, absolutely. If you can successfully develop a drug that makes a real difference,
yeah,
the impact is just immeasurable.
It's amazing to think about, you know, the power of these companies to shape the future of medicine.
It really is. It's an exciting time to be in this field.
Okay. I think we've given our listener a lot to think about.
Definitely a lot to digest.
So let's wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
We've explored biopharma, the CVCP, those four key strategies, and we even got our listener thinking like a biopharma CEO.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hopefully they've walked away with a deeper understanding of how this whole drug development process works.
And how exciting it can be.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and never underestimate the power of a good idea.
To change the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's kind of humbling in a way to think about the impact these decisions have.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just about money. It's about, you know, potentially saving lives, improving people's health.
Right. Exactly. And I can see how that sense of purpose would, you know, really drive those innovations.
It does. It pushes people to think differently, to take those risks.
Because it's not just about profits. It's about making a difference in the world.
Exactly. And that's why I'm really optimistic about the future of biopharma. We're seeing these amazing advances in science and technology. And there's this growing, I think, recognition of how important collaboration is and putting the patient first.
It feels like we're really at the beginning of something big, you know?
Yeah.
Like we're on the verge of being able to treat diseases that we just couldn't even touch before.
Yeah, I agree. And the CVCP concept, you know, the one we've been talking about?
Yeah.
It's going to be a critical part of that, you know, guiding those efforts.
So it's not just a, like a theoretical framework. It's actually a tool that's shaping the future of medicine.
It is. It encourages smart decision making, taking calculated risks, and really focusing on turning those scientific breakthroughs into real benefits for patients.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation.
It has.
I feel like we've really gone deep into the world of biopharma.
We have. We've explored the CVCP, those strategies that companies use. And we've even, you know, asked our listeners to think like a biopharma CEO.
Exactly. Hopefully they've, you know, come away from this with a better understanding of not just the science.
Right.
But also the business side of it.
Yeah.
You know, the strategy, the decision making.
And the passion, the people behind it all who are really driven to make a difference.
This deep dive has been a great reminder that biopharma, it's not just about, you know, molecules and trials.
It's about people.
Yeah, it's about innovation and it's about, you know, this pursuit of a healthier future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, maybe someday we'll have our listeners on the show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Sharing their own stories, you know, about their groundbreaking discoveries and how they develop the next mega blockbuster drug.
That would be amazing. But until then,
yeah,
keep learning, keep exploring. And never underestimate the power of a good idea.
To change the world.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time.